thing. He'd have to be a great.
I'm very picked that up. We're going to additional business at 4. 4 o'clock.
Very good, Dale.
No more bean soup, right,
Dale? I Googled it. There it is.
4 o'clock. Dance.
We'll call the council back into session. Here this afternoon for 2 old business and finish up our morning agenda. Any additional, before we go into the 2 old business, additional business? No, we won't.
Oh. You can say Merry Christmas from back there.
That'd be nice.
Are you representing the committee now, or are you on your own?
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm on my own. Okay. I don't need no committee to back me up, okay. And particularly not that committee, because you don't want me to tell you what I think of that committee. There was only a couple of them on there had enough brains to get out of the wet weather. And as far as you guys is concerned, I'll tell you this right now. You know, generally I come down here and tell you turkeys you ought to have a Merry Christmas, right? Well, I'm not going to tell you you're going to have a Merry Christmas. In fact, I hope you got the worst one you ever had in your life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Dan, come on.
Because, dadgummit, you should have passed that ordinance this morning concerning them wells. You had no excuse, but no, we have got to just kiss Denrek. Well, tell Denrek to go on a boat with a slow leak on it that's headed out east of here so that middle way out there, it'll slowly sink. Because as far as Denrek is concerned, they got no say in the matter at all. Hey. Because if you guys stop and look.
Read that, they got say.
No, they got no say.
Okay.
None.
Did you get a copy of
this? He's a member of Possum Point Players.
First of all, it's like this. Read the law where it says you guys have the final say on land use plan. You guys had the final use.
That's right. House Bill
Nobody else does.
House Bill 255 gave us that authority.
Right. So therefore, but they have to certify it, right? No. Well, if you guys got to pass it.
We've talked to them about that.
And you're going to roll over and kiss them?
I don't know.
It's an election year.
Depends off that pucker or not.
Do what now?
Depends off that pucker up or not.
They're going to pucker up their butts, are you?
No, I'm not talking about that.
I am, and
Merry
I'll
Christmas.
Tell you what.
Happy New Year.
Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Hope Santa Claus brings everything
you have. I hope the Grinch brings you a bag of coal.
Thank you.
George Cole.
Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Griffin, you have any?
No. Yes, we do. A number of them. If you want to put it out later, we can do
okay.
That.
Dansk.
What's your name? Shane.
Shane.
Dansk. See you 1697. Mr. Phillips, you're in here. You better get in here. We're going to vote.
Very quickly. He doesn't want to be here. He's promised himself.
All right, let's go.
This is an application to consider it a conditional use of land in an AR. In a C1 general commercial district for a water park and miniature golf course to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County, containing 1.352 acres more or less, lying north of Route 54 west of Virginia Avenue and approximately 350 feet west of Route 1. Commission held a public hearing August the 9th of a deferred action. The council's hearing was September 11th of this year. Does anybody need a copy of the site plan?
No.
On September 19th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1691 for a water park and miniature golf course based upon the record and for the following reasons. This application is for the expansion of an existing water park and amusement area that has operated for more than 20 years. The property is already zoned C1, which allows a variety of permitted uses that are similar in intensity, traffic, parking, and other characteristics. DelDOT has not objected to the proposed use. The proposed use is consistent with existing uses in the area. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon the neighboring properties or community. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there shall be 39 parking spaces on the property. These parking spaces shall be clearly marked on the final site plan. B, there shall be a stop sign located at the parking lot exit. C, the applicant shall clarify on the final site plan the exact location of the DelDOT easement along Route 54. D, a barrier between the project and Route 54 shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. It shall be designed to adequately separate pedestrians and mini golfers in the project from the vehicle traffic on Route 54. E, there shall be a boardwalk, pathway, sidewalk along the entire length of the project adjacent to Virginia Avenue for safe pedestrian access into the project and off of the Virginia Avenue right-of-way. F, the restroom facilities serving the project shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and shall be enlarged in size to adequately serve the expansion of this project to include the renovated larger water park and a new miniature golf course. G, the park shall open no earlier than 10 a.m. and shall close no later than midnight. H, all lighting serving the project, including the water slides, miniature golf, and parking, shall be screened so that it shines only onto the project and not onto neighboring or adjacent residential properties. I, as stated during the presentation, a concept plan for the project shall be submitted to the County Engineering Department for review. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion and second it, and it's carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0.
For a matter of discussion, gentlemen, I've seen this property a number of times. With the golf course and the expansion of the water park, as Mr. Cole stated in the public hearing, the water slide would stick out into the parking lot on the back side. I think it's totally more than an infill of property there. I have no problem, personally myself, I have no problem with the water park expanding that, but another 18-hole golf course, that'd be four golf courses within probably 300 yards of each other, if even that far apart. I think it's too much traffic. We've heard a lot of opposition to that, and I would personally myself like to see the golf course pulled out of it and allow them to expand the water park. In doing so, I would remove the mini golfers in D. I would remove in F. I would put a period at the end of a larger water park, making no reference to a miniature golf course. And then in H, I would eliminate miniature golf and eliminate that. And I don't know, Shane, would they need now 39 parking spaces if they did not have the golf course? I mean, that's
yeah, the golf course, the parking is based on one space per hole, so they could probably do less.
Could we just say then that was
by code?
There's by code and site plan approval?
There's really nothing. Yeah, it would be parking would be subject to site plan approval because there's really nothing.
Yeah, I think it'd be unfair to require 39 spaces now for them.
To.
My suggestion, gentlemen. Go from there.
I'll make a motion that we...
I'd like a little more discussion.
Oh, okay.
One thing I wanted to mention, Mr. Dukes, and may not have been following you too closely, but it looks like that you would need to amend to take miniature golf. If you do that, you'd need to take miniature golf out of the title. You'd need to amend D, F, and H to remove the references in all three of those to miniature golf.
You could do that?
In D, it said it would basically say it shall be designed to adequately separate pedestrians from vehicle traffic on Route 54. And F, you would remove everything after expansion of the project. You'd make that a period there. And then in H, you'd have to say including water slides and parking, removing miniature golf.
How about in Jim, in number one, the application is for an expansion of an existing water park period where that is operated and remove the amusement area?
Well,
from that.
The water park isn't an amusement area, so I don't think you'd have to change number
okay,
one.
Okay, fine. That's fine if you read it that way.
There's a boardwalk that they were putting down running parallel along Virginia Avenue. You still want that in?
Well, that's good. It keeps the people off the street. Yeah, instead of a sidewalk, Dale, they're just, I think okay. They're proposing a boardwalk to keep it more in tune with the beach
all
area.
Over. Right. Mr. Phillips, you had a question.
Shane, with respect to the design and the overhang of the water slide into the parking area's vertical space, is there anything in our code that prohibits that design?
Not in our code, no.
With respect to the configuration that they've got in their application, is there any other violations of setbacks that could, you know, validate our contention that there's just too much on the site?
I don't see any.
Okay.
I wasn't at that public hearing, but I was right. Just looking at the site.
With respect to traffic, has DelDOT, what, for the record, what's DelDOT say about this?
They've not objected to
the problem with it.
No objection from DelDOT.
Yeah.
The parking study submitted by the applicant validates the number of parking places. And also, you say we have a further opportunity to look at parking at site plan review. And I guess the other thing that was mentioned was there's already three or four golf courses in the area. And it just seems out of character for this council to begin and start to tell businesses of this council, of this county, if there's too much or too little of a certain operation. It seems like in the past we've always encouraged market forces to dictate what is there and what's not there.
So we're not involved in any planning?
In the past, we have not chosen to micromanage the marketplace. Planning certainly is something we do. This is commercial property. It's an appropriate use. In fact, if it wasn't for the bungee jumping causing us to change our code, this could have been done just based on the existing zoning. They've kind of got caught in this catch-22, so to speak. So I guess I'm leaning toward approving it simply because it does follow the dictums of our land use plan. And it does follow the spirit of the commercial zoning.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
Mr. Cole?
I got a concern maybe on G. If we if there's a consensus to amend this application and remove the miniature golf, the water park, I believe, it's like 10 o'clock to 10 p.m. Maybe an appropriate hours for...
I think most time it's closed long before that.
Well, I was saying 10 o'clock would be being very liberal because it's mostly children, and most children aren't out at that late date. But 10 o'clock, but what we have down here, if you look, it says midnight, and I think that might be, it might encourage, you know, adults in there later, and get, maybe a whole different element might show up after, at those late, late hours. So coming out of the bars of possibly an Ocean City or something, who knows. But I'm just thinking that 10 to 10 would be a very reasonable time frame because most of the beach area is quieted down at 10 o'clock. Any concern? Because I think midnight is excessive. Do I have any support for changing that? Could I make a motion that we amend then G for 10? Now, we haven't amended for Mr. Dukes's suggestion.
We haven't amended anything yet.
Okay, well, I'll make a suggestion that we amend that one also.
Okay.
Is that so if we add to the other suggestions, could you add G then also as a 10 o'clock?
I'm sure that unless it's a real hot summer night, the night air, they're done on the water park by probably 8 o'clock a lot of nights.
Well, that's I realize that.
But
well, why don't we vote? It sounds like you're moving into the direction of taking out the golf course, and it's my recollection that they made very clear in their presentation that the water park folks are going to be done as the golf course folks start coming in the evening, and probably the midnight was designed for the golf course folks. So if you're, you know, if you're interested in pulling the golf course, maybe that should be the first motion so that we can kind of know what we're okay. working with here.
All right. Any other comments, questions? We'll get this thing voted on. Let's go.
Nope.
Being none, so will someone
do we amend it now, Jim, or do we amend it?
Someone would need to make a motion to
amend the title.
Amend the title and conditions and whatever you're wanting to amend.
Okay, do it at this point. Then we read it. Okay. I would like to make a motion that we amend CU 1697 to remove the reference in the title to miniature golf course. In the conditions as listed by planning and zoning, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and number 6 has letters A through J. I'd like to amend E Under number six, to remove mini golf, any reference to miniature golf. F, remove any reference to miniature golf. G, to amend the hours of operation to reflect 10 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. H, to remove any reference in H to miniature golf.
And A?
And A.
Parking spaces?
I recommend on A that it say the number of parking spaces shall be approved by the commission and right. shall be clearly marked on the final site plan.
As just stated by Mr. Griffin, I would like to amend A and strike the reference to 39 parking places and make it a part of the process at its final site plan.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones, and clearly stated, I think, the amendments to the conditions. Any questions on any of those?
I would have one question. When it comes to Mr. Shane Abbott, on the parking, will the parking be all off-street parking?
It's got to be.
It's got to be, right, by ordinance. Okay, that's fine.
Park on those streets.
Okay.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You raise this, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You're just voting yes on, you're not voting on the ordinance. Right, you're just right. voting on
I,
the amendments.
I'm voting yes for the amendments because I feel that the application originally was excessive and that there was a lot of congestion in the area and that this is more appropriate for just a one amusement on that site.
Mr. Phillips?
I think the applicant made very clear in his presentation that the use of the water park and the use of the golf course were primarily at different times of the day. The water park would peak in the afternoon and the golf course would peak in the evening. And by pulling out the golf course, I think we're actually doing a disservice to the marketplace, to the applicant who has commercial property, who's bought this commercial property with the intent. I have to think about all the uses that could go on that property, on that commercially zoned property, that would be much less value to the community from peace and quiet. The golf course doesn't seem to create any additional parking concerns based on the parking study. DelDOT doesn't seem to have any problem with it from a traffic concern. Doesn't seem to violate any setback provisions. I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes, as amended.
Yes, motion carried on the amendments. Title, Mr. Griffin.
You have the title, Shane. You read that.
Yeah, miniature golf comes out of the title. Yeah.
Yes.
Conditional use 1697, application of Dansk LLC to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a water park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County, containing 1.352 acres more or less, lying north of Route 54, west of Virginia Avenue, approximately 350 feet west of Route 1.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1697, I believe, is that the number?
Correct, 1697.
1697 with the conditions amended as we had voted prior to this vote. Any questions on the motion, or being none, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the amended conditions. I think it's more appropriate that we approve only one amusement at this time. If conditions change and maybe in the future there'll be an opportunity to expand this a commercial district.
Mr. Phillips?
I think planning and zoning had it right when they unanimously recommended that we approve it as it was originally applied for. But in light of the earlier vote, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, as amended.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, as amended.
Yes, with the conditions. Motion's passed. The next one, Mr. Abbott.
Conditional use 1701, application of Bridget M. Nicholson to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for new and used furniture sales, thrift shop, an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore, 100 and Suffolk County, containing 23,899 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Road 370 and Road 384 at Byard. Planning Commission held her public hearing on September 27th. The council's hearing was October 16th. On October 17th, the Planning Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1701 for Bridget M. Nicholson for new and used furniture sales, thrift shop, and office space based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is the subject of a previously approved conditional use for a cabinet shop. Also, there are other commercial and conditional uses in the immediate area. Two, with the conditions placed upon it, the application will not have an adverse impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, this approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be limited to used furniture sales and a thrift shop and office. Two, the hours of operation shall be Tuesday through Saturday, with hours of operation of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. for weekdays and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Three, there shall be no more than two employees associated with the use. Four, the two existing non-lighted signs shall be permitted. No further signage shall be allowed. Five, the existing concrete slab shall only be used to display grills and outdoor furniture. No other displays shall be permitted, and no other outdoor displays or storage of items shall be permitted, except for on the existing concrete slab. Areas designated for parking shall be shown on the final site plan and shall be clearly marked on the site plan. Seven, there shall be no dispatching of moving vans from the site. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion and second. It was carried unanimously to forward this application to the County Council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0.
Any questions for Mr. Abbott?
Yep.
Being none, Mr. Griffin, please read the title.
Application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for new and used furniture sales, thrift shop, and office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 23,899 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Road 370 and Road 384 in Byard.
So move.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips to approve CU 1701. With the eight conditions. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
I was sitting here looking at something. The number five, the existing concrete slab,
yep.
Used to display grills and outdoor furniture.
Right.
That doesn't mean appliances, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean...
Well, I'm under assumption.
Used furniture, because right now there has been all kinds of stuff. That's the eyesore, is that it's all stuck outside.
As it's worded, it would be only barbecue grills and outdoor furniture.
I know it's a little late. Is it? I was sitting here trying to read it, and this is for the whole site, for their existing.
Right.
Right. So.
But as it's worded, they could store those types of items year round.
Right. There's no way to amend this at this point, is there?
You'd have to make a motion.
Remove the motion.
Okay. I'd like to.
If there's a motion made, that need to be withdrawn.
I'm just concerned about number five, the outside display, and everything else is.
Because she said she did do that.
I'll put my second.
Be specific then. You got it.
Well, I was just going to suggest that we strike no outside display, except up against the building or something like that. Because they built this slab and poles to do, and it was all in the setback, and it was no permits or anything, and it just basically sitting there. And
How about outdoor furniture? How about just display only when they're open?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think nobody's going to argue that they bring stuff in and out. You know, put a few things out in front of a shop. That's pretty much commonplace. But permanent outside display is, would be prohibited.
That's what you say, same thing.
Well, I think, like you said, most of them we do, when they do flea markets, they think most, when they
close, well, we don't want to be approving a flea market. I know that's a flea market. That's only there for a weekend and gone. This is every day. This, is there any way we could maybe word something that would make it, or be a consensus on to, that we can agree on, that we could put in here?
Outside displays only used when open or available, or from 10 to whatever.
It's hard to enforce. That's, I mean, it's going to be, we got to make it so it's clear. I want to make sure it's, when you say outside furniture.
Why don't you say outdoor furniture and grills only displayed?
Well, it said here, existing concrete slabs are used for display grills.
But it already says that. No other displays should be permitted, and no other outdoor displays or storage items should be permitted for the existing concrete slab.
Are you concerned that it would
except
there?
For on except see I'm yeah okay I don't
see except
if it's clear I want to make sure that we don't have it all over the place.
Are you concerned it would sit there 12 months a year?
Yeah, it's there.
You
now
could limit it to seasonal. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if
when
they're
going
to be there to look at it.
From to the enforce hours it. Of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. then.
During the hours of operation, there's no display after hours of operation, and no outside display after hours of operation.
That's the first thing I said.
Right.
Tell us when you're open.
Tell us what you want. Let's go.
Well, that'd be fine. I mean, is there a consensus? I'm trying to get a consensus
sure,
on
I'll do that.
I'll get the consensus. You tell me what you want.
Okay. The there will be no the number five shall pertain to during the hours of operation. Is that right? Only during hours of operation.
Forgive me, what you want.
No, I'm just, I know the neighborhood, and I know the situation.
I know what you're concerned about. I've seen you, too.
24 hours.
So it would read, the existing concrete slab shall only be used to display grills and outdoor furniture during the hours of operation.
Correct. And strike everything else?
And okay. The second sentence would continue then? Or that says no other displays except those on the slab will be permitted. So I think you want that to stay.
Right.
Okay.
I need a motion, gentlemen.
As amended.
I complained about it.
Motion.
So move.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by.
Mr. Phillips did it while ago.
Cole. He seconded.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Mr. Cole. To approve CU 1701 with number five amended as we just beat it to death. Eight conditions. Any questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr.
Phillips? Based on record recommendation, planning is done?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, with a new five.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, with the eight conditions and number five being amended.
Yes, with the eight conditions and five amended, motions passed. Now it's your turn. Mr. Griffin.
Well, you just sit there still for a little bit.
Or Mr. Abbott.
We'll briefly go over the procedure. Not yet. The procedure we follow here is that when the application is called, Mr. Abbott will tell us what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. After that, and any questions that members of the council may have, we will then ask you to come forward and speak to your application, tell us what you're trying to do, why you would like it to be approved. After you've spoken, we're required by law to open the floor to any other member of the public who wishes to be heard. If other members of the public should show up and want to speak, we'll allow them to. If not, then after you speak and any questions that council has of you are resolved, the record would be the public hearing would be closed. And when you come up to make your speech, state your name and address first, so we'll have that preserved on the record. Mr. Abbott.
This is the application of Deborah Dean to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a sign business, arts and crafts, and an art studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 27,758 square feet more or less, lying south of Road 365, 1,800 feet east of Route 17. The Planning Commission held their public hearing on November 29th. The commission had received comments from DelDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning, Sussex Conservation District. The applicant was present, gave a presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1712 for Deborah Dean for a sign business, arts and crafts, and an art studio based upon the record and for the following reasons.
believe we're lying.
One, the use will be conducted within the existing structures on the site.
Been a long day.
Two, the use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall be no more than three employees, including the applicant, within the business at any one time. Two, the business may be open 7 days per week with hours of operation from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Three, no large commercial type dumpster shall be permitted. Four, only one lighted sign shall be permitted. Said sign shall not exceed 32 square feet per side or facing. Five, outdoor displays of items shall be permitted, but only outside of or behind applicable setbacks. Six, all parking and driveways shall be shown on the final site plan. Seven, lighting shall be limited to the existing lighting on the property. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the commission. There is a motion and second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the county council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That motion carried 5-0. And we've not received any additional correspondence.
Any members of council have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come forward, ma'am, and tell us about your application after you give us your name and address?
Pepper Dean, 34060 Pepper's Corner Road, Frankfurt.
What would you like to do?
I want to open a small sign business and eventually have a studio gallery, you know, where artists can come and show their artwork and that kind of stuff. The sign business is to support that. That's it. I mainly need people to come order a sign so I can make it and they can take it home.
Is there a lot of money being sign business?
Yeah, actually.
Watching Dale
is
going into sign business, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, vinyl.
Got a lot of plug
lettering on trucks and stuff like that. I've been in the sign business since I was very young, and when I raised my kids and stuff, and now they're grown, and now I'm moving on to something else.
Got a question for you. Was it raised in the last application? You're out inside display. What do you mean by that? It has in here that you would. There may be some need for outside display.
Well, they gave me the option if I wanted to show artwork outside of the building or whatever, and I told them I would like that option. There wasn't anything specifically, you know.
You bring it in at night.
Do you have any problems, like, during hours of adding the words during hours of operation, like you did on the last one?
Right. No, no problem.
I think that was your suggestion.
But you're open 10 to 10. You're open 10 to 10, which isn't, you know, 10 o'clock, anybody going down that road seeing your art. I don't know who's going to be looking at it at that time of night.
Well, I asked for 10 to 10 because if you have a gallery, you might want to show it inside at night. And so at 10 o'clock, you'd have people come in and see artwork.
People my age shouldn't be on the road at night, that late at night. We're danger to the public.
Anything else?
Only if you're drinking.
Are you? That's what I mean.
Artist yourself, or would you be displaying your works plus other artists' work? Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions, gentlemen?
Just none.
Add that word during hours of operation. What number five?
Five again.
Okay, we do have to ask if anyone's present, even though they obviously aren't. This is the opportunity for public comment. If there's anyone here who would like to be heard, please identify yourself and come forward.
Oh, here comes Kramer.
Let the record show that no one is present. Therefore, there will be no further public comment, and we'll close the record.
Close it and read the title, please.
Application of Deborah Dean for the conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for a sign business, arts and crafts, and an art studio to be located in certain parts of land lying in being involved in Suffolk County containing 27,758 square feet, more or less lying south of road 365, 18 feet east of road 217.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, and second by Mr. Rogers to approve CU 1712 of the 8 conditions, number 5 being amended to say hours of operation. Any questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. I need a motion to adjourn.
You're done.
All in favor, signify.
Okay, do I get something in writing?
No. It's all hearsay.
You're in trouble now.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Oh, okay.
To be introduced.
You're done.
Okay. Go away.
You're fine,
right?
Yeah, you're.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Ordinance is Mr. Griffin.
Okay, sorry. Ordinance granting conditional use of land in a PR residential district for a spa, facials, etc., to be located in certain parcels of land in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 12,750 square feet. Jim and Carla Clark.
There you go. I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR General Residential to B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land lying in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.848 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. I don't want to, but I will.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR General Residential District to GR RPC Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel in Broad Creek 100 containing 140.21 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from GR General Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100 containing 22,500 square feet.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100 containing 4.71 acres.
I'll introduce it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 2.7482 acres.
I'll introduce it.
That's all.
I'll get a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, so carried. Have a nice holiday.
Same to you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah,
Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, David, even though your father dumped him.
I
want to tell you also, I had David's father call. 2 days later, he failed. Just like his son. I can see where Dave got it all honestly. Making decisions.